Haha, I found the same music. That was actually accidental. I confessed to doing that as like I was looking for... I was looking for a recording of a particular musical that Shreveport Little Theater is going to be featuring coming up very, very soon. And one of the most famous ones, but our CD collection is being cataloged. So everything is out of order. I went over there to find it, and we'll just have to talk about it with different music in the background. But good morning to you. Time for another Art Spotlight. I'm Kermit Poling, and I'm joined by two members of the cast of Shreveport Little Theater. We feature Shreveport Little Theater all the time. And I was thinking earlier as I was looking for that we just had SLT on for another piece, and just before that another one. And all I can think of is, my gosh, what a production schedule SLT has. But you know, this theater company, this theater as a building, although it's been updated a few times, has been in existence for what, 103 years, going on 104. It's just amazing. But I have Jason Coffel and Scott Hardwick, both who are in this production of Oliver, probably one of the most famous musicals there are in existence. And guys, welcome to being on the air. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're both playing key roles. Jason, I know you're going to be Fagin, and Scott, you are Mr. Bumble, and Mr. Bumble pretty much almost kicks off the whole thing from the very beginning.
Indeed, he really does. He gives Oliver the first hard time that he gets.
Bad guy from scene one.
Bad guy. All he wants is a little bit of food.
He
What's
just
the
wants
problem?
Some food. Yeah, like, who wants gruel? I would like some actual food.
Yeah, and of course the kids sing about that.
They do.
You know, at the very beginning, but Oliver's the brave little boy that wants a second helping, and from there on it's it's quite an adventure for him. And you know, we learn a lot about Dickens' England and London, and it's pretty dramatic. Of course, Fagin, let's see, the entrepreneur.
That's a good word.
that has these poor kids all working.
Yeah, Fagin's one of the most iconic musical theater roles for guys my age ish. it's so fun. He's the, Bumble is the bad guy from scene one, and Fagin is the good bad guy. He can't decide if he's going to be a good guy or a bad guy.
That's right. And the bad guy is Bill Sykes. And
I was about to say, I'm not the worst guy.
You're not the worst guy.
No, Bill Sykes certainly is. But talk a little bit about the production and why you both got interested in doing such iconic roles.
Sure. As you said, the story is about Oliver, who is born into a workhouse after his mother passes, and gets sold off to an undertaker, and then runs away to London to find a new life, and falls in with Fagin's gang of thieves and pickpockets. I love Shreveport Little Theater. I love the people there and the community that they build. My personal interest in Oliver is it's the very first musical I was ever introduced to. I was in the fifth grade, and our teacher decided to show us the 1968 movie with Ron Moody as Fagin, and it just left an indelible mark for me.
Well, yeah. It's a beautifully done film. And, what do you have in it? You have great music, you have great writing, and of course a lot of it is just, we were talking about a little bit off mic, is a lot of it is just lifted straight from Dickens' own writing.
Exactly.
Which is, so you're going to have great writing there from the beginning. And the songs in both of your characters are connected with key songs in the musical. Even one boy, going and trying to sell off all
boy
over
for
because
sale,
he's such a,
right?
Yeah, because he's such a troublesome young man asking for food. But Fagin really has, I would say musically, some really, really key moments in the show. And, your own change of heart is you're deep down, even though you are, basically under control of the evil Bill Sykes and have to deal with him, You actually have a little bit of a heart there for these boys.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was saying a second ago is, you know, ultimately Fagin comes across as the bad guy because he's a leader of a pickpocket gang.
Yeah.
But really and truly, and especially in this production, because there is a twist in this production that, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people will, you'll learn about the twist real easily in the very first scene. But he's not only is he the pickpocket gang, but when they're in Fagin's lair under London Bridge, mm-hmm. you know, he's very much dad. He's very much Papa, you know, and so when I'm out in public, I'm always looking to pick a pocket or two. But when I'm at home with the boys, you know, I'm very tucked them into bed, make sure that they get something to eat, you know, very loving father, you know, and so the most characters have a character arc, and I like to consider Fagin to have a character arc that just keeps going up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah, and so you're talking about the boys that you know you're kind of this twisted father too. Obviously, it takes a cast of a lot of kids.
So
talk about the role. First of all, talk about the Dodger who plays that role.
So Dodger is a middle schooler named David, and I can't remember how to say his last name. You'll have to forgive me, but David's a phenomenal young singer, a phenomenal young actor, and he's doing a great job. Oliver is a girl, actually.
Okay.
Now I'm letting you in on the twist.
Okay.
Get it?
Right.
Twist. See what I did there?
I see what you did. Yeah.
You know, but Emma Kate Fox is Oliver, and Emma Kate was Olaf in Frozen. And I had the chance to build the Olaf puppet. So Emma Kate and I became very, very close during Frozen because the building process, you know, required me putting this puppet on her and building it around her. So we got very close. And throughout that process, it was like, you know, I really want to be on stage with you. I really, you know, being backstage doing the props manager thing, you know, because I'm also the properties manager for the theater. I kept telling her that I really wanted to be on stage with her. And she looked at me. She said, "Are you auditioning for Oliver?" I said, "Yeah, I think I am." She said, "Well, I'm auditioning for Oliver." I said, "Oh." And so, you know, I was like, okay. "Well," I was like, "Okay, well, here we go." And so at the auditions, it was so funny because, you know, I came up to her. I said, "You ready?" And she held up her fist and she, you know, fist bumped me and she said, "Lock it in." And so, you know, from day one, we've been working together and having this middle school girl be such a powerhouse in this show is something phenomenal. I mean, because mm-hmm. her voice is fantastic, and
that's not an exaggeration. She's quite that's amazing. Wonderful. At her age, I can only imagine what she'll be doing at 25.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I look at her and I think of all of the schools and colleges who aren't going to have the chance to have her, mm-hmm. you know, because she can do whatever she wants to do.
Excellent.
I'll put it
okay.
that way.
And of course, obviously, it's a big singing role with big songs. Well, for both of those characters. And I think, is it arguably the most famous song would be Consider Yourself?
I would say that's at least one of
which
them.
Which is a Dodger song, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of songs in Oliver that that people don't realize they're from Oliver.
Sure.
And, you know, people who aren't familiar with musical theater will hear the songs from Oliver and go, "I've sang that song all my life. I've known the words to that song all my life." Consider Yourself. Yourself, yeah. I'd Do Anything.
Let's not forget Oom Papa.
That's true. That's true. The big scene, I guess.
The big opening second act pub scene. Yeah.
I'd Do Anything has been used in commercials for years for different products.
Yeah.
And nobody knows it's from Oliver.
And of course, Oliver sings that to
And Dodger.
And yeah, right, exactly. And No, I mean, it's I don't know what year it came from. It's all, it's Lionel Bart. It's
Lionel
it's
what, Bart. It was the, about 62.
Is it?
And in the movie, it was like 68 or maybe it was 60. Like
that. I'm thinking it's even maybe a little older than that. But in any case, I mean, it's brilliant, award-winning musical, and of course a big hit both in London and obviously on Broadway.
Exactly.
And as it will be with Shreveport Little Theater, with this long history. So is Laura directing this? Is that what is
correct? Yeah, Laura Beeman Nugent is our director, and Nathan Gay is our musical director.
Oh, Nathan Gay is the music director. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. And you know, the usual. You have so many people that are involved there. I've always liked the Shreveport Little Theater. Has also had this side, and of course, obviously, this is one of your main series performances, but you also have the side that reaches out to young performers, and I don't know
if the Academy.
If the Academy, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know how many of these kids are involved in the Academy or not. But
I think the majority of them are involved
all
in
of
the Academy.
Them.
All of them,
all
yeah.
Of them. Yeah. So we've got 28 kids in the cast, 28 okay. Middle schoolers that's, in the cast. 28. Did I mention there are 28
there are
middle 20, schoolers?
28. Can you fit them all in there?
And it's Shreveport Little Theater.
Yes.
Little.
So, little theater, and of course, I mean, you have to have a large adult cast too.
We do.
I think there's about 18 or 20 adults.
Yeah.
So there's roughly 45, 50 people on stage at any given time
wow.
during the crowd scenes, and
okay.
and this is a classic, like you said, classic musical theater show,
yeah.
and so there's at least one scene in Act One, and at least one scene in Act Two where
Everybody's
on
stage.
Stage.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, you were talking about Consider Yourself. Consider Yourself has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Everybody is.
Who Will Buy has a
Who
full
Will Buy,
house.
Yes, yeah. big.
I mean, we had a pretty good cast for Guys and Dolls, and that's another iconic musical theater
sure.
show.
For around the same time, yeah.
Sweeney Todd, you know, we did Sweeney Todd back in October, and that's an iconic show
iconic
that you probably might
difficult.
Not know. Yes, you might not know the words to the songs.
Yeah.
Guys and
least,
Dolls, you certainly do.
We certainly have at least twice the cast of
oh
both of those on stage at any given time.
Yeah,
so
and the really cool thing is for fans of musical theater, there is a lot of music in Oliver. A
yes,
lot.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it that's true. And I think the runtime for the show, I mean, obviously it gets changed and all of that with different productions and all of
right
that.
Right now it's 5.5 hours.
It is
well,
not.
Okay.
It makes me don't scare the patrons.
Well, you're away from opening. When does this open, actually?
Next Friday.
Yeah, so you've
March
got
13th.
A week to go. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm sure you're working on
yeah, runtime's going to be, including the intermission, I would say runtime's going to be 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
To 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
like
which is really
where
very
it should be.
Very good. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's an iconic musical. It's a great story, and all of that. So let's talk about the performances. So you open on March 13th, if I have this right.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Okay. So, and you run for two. I call it 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. It is not telling me here for sure. On what I'm looking at, which ones are evenings, but
sure.
Some of these are going to be matinees.
We have on March 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st, we have shows at 7:30.
Okay.
And then on March 14th, 15th, and 22nd, we have a show at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so on the 14th, you actually have two performances.
We do. It's
okay.
A two-show day. It's going to be
wow.
rough for the
you
actors.
You guys
but,
are going to have a tough time.
We're storing up the
lunch
actor already. All that. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, that's, it makes sense. You're gonna want, gosh, you know, I would think this would be a sellout.
I think it is going to be a sellout because it's going to appeal to both adults and to young people.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I was looking at ticket sales last night, and I mean, it's pretty solid.
It's
I
pretty
mean,
solid.
It's going very well.
So get
so,
your tickets now.
Yes, that's the thing. If you want to see this, and I don't know, I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't. I mean, it's not done all that frequently. Anymore. I think there probably was a time when it was done more frequently, but I mean, you know, it takes a huge cast and it takes a lot of kids and, you know, you've got to have key people in key roles, which obviously you are handling two of those. How are you having fun with the accents? Or are you doing it in accents? Sometimes
we are
absolutely.
We're doing it in accents.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It's got to be fun.
It's so
all
much
right.
fun.
It is. I, any, people from England may be upset by how we might mutate and bend these a little bit. Our provost at LSUS, Helen Taylor.
I was
going
to say, Dr. Taylor, you need to coach with her.
I probably need to sit in her office and say, okay, I need you to say this line. Okay. But she has a very posh accent. I'm not sure that either of our characters would be very
posh.
Yeah,
it's a little more street style.
Yeah, definitely. But I think everybody's got an accent going that works and certainly Excellent. Entertains, because some of them put a lot of humor into their lines.
It's going to be exciting. So to get tickets so that you don't put them off, so that you don't miss your opportunity to see this, of course, you can go online to ShreveportLittleTheater.com. And I always like to remind everybody that it's the theatre version of theater, right?
Yeah. So R-E and not E-R.
Yes. which is fun. But also the box office, you can call 318-424-4439. And whichever way you do it, you shouldn't really put it off, because, you know, the show's coming up in
a week. Come see. It's fun. You'll love it.
Yeah.
And you never know. I mean, if it is all sold out, is there any chance you would add performances? Sometimes it happens.
You know, sometimes it happens. I haven't heard that yet, but if it sells out this week, I wouldn't be surprised if Laura is calling us and being like, hey, y'all got one more weekend in you?
Well, I certainly hope that's the case. You know, it's such a great show. I'm glad you guys are doing it, because it isn't done, all of that. And at least from mine, and I'm older than both you guys, but I mean, it's, you know, from my childhood, you know, the theater that I was associated with. You know, I'm a symphony conductor, yes, but I got associated with theater conducting first. You know, that was a show that came up a lot.
Yeah.
And also, you know, because I'm a violinist, in the productions that my mom's theater was involved with, I was the one that always playing the big violin solos that are all through
Kermit,
through
Kermit,
Fagan's
I have
music.
A violin in the show, buddy.
Do you have one in there?
We gave him the dates. Would you like to come play?
Unfortunately, I'm conducting elsewhere, especially the second weekend, but you know, with one of my other orchestras. But I will try to get down there, see, because I love that musical so much. But you know, that I was thinking about it, you know, as a kid, you know, and I was, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 playing in the orchestras of these things, but I played all those solos, you know.
That's
was it
awesome.
It's a lot of violin solos,
lots of memories.
Well, it is, and this will be for you playing such iconic roles. So again, the first weekend is next weekend, so be sure to go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com and get your tickets. Anything else you want to add in particular about the show or the production and being in it?
It's been amazing. It's probably been one of my most fun experiences, and I think everybody should come see it. And I know we have a lot of kids in the show, but it is a musical for adults as well.
Yes,
it is not.
Absolutely.
This is not a children's production, you know, so I think there's something
for
everybody.
My 5-year-old granddaughter is going to love this show, and she already enjoys, you know, seeing the parts that she gets to see when she comes and visits. But and my parents also are going to love this show.
Yeah,
this show
everybody.
Is absolutely for everyone.
Excellent. Well, break a leg, you guys, the
Thank
whole
you.
Production, and again, ShreveportLittleTheater.com, you know, 2 weekends of performances coming up that are at this point already close to sold out. So get your tickets. And if you're with an organization and you want to be featured on a future spotlight here on Red River Radio, give us a call at 800-552-8502, and you may be featured on a future spotlight. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.